This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, I can tell you I've never read a book by James Patterson, an author that but many of you probably have. He's a great mystery writer, a police-type novelist. He's even written for middle schoolers. I'm attracted to book titles, and it caught my eye when I saw that he won an award for a book that, with this title, Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life. The Worst Years. Anybody relate to that? I don't know. People don't believe me, but this is true. I have 10 broken and chipped teeth. All my front teeth, top and bottom, are either broken in half or chipped and capped and all that because of middle school. I blame middle school for all the fights I was involved in middle school. Most of that damage was done by my grandmother, but that's another story. But I could relate to that. The worst years of my life. And he won an award for that book. But what caught my eye about James Patterson was not finding out what he wrote. It's finding out what he read. You see, he wrote a piece that was published that said, The Book That Changed My Life. That caught my attention when somebody who's a prolific author, he's referred to as the busiest man in publishing today, James Patterson, he said, this is the book that changed my life. He read it in graduate school in 1970 at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. The book is called The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman. And I have no idea what that book's about. But he said that book changed his life. That grabbed my attention. For the last 6 weeks, we've been studying seven chapters out of the book of Psalms that can change a man's life today. And I really mean that. We conclude a six-week series over seven Psalms that can change a woman's life today. It's what's referred to as the penitential Psalms, seven Psalms out of 150 that perhaps were written by David. He wrote them sequentially, talking about his conviction, his guilt, his confession of sin because of the sin of adultery with Bathsheba and murder, murdering her husband, staging the murder of Uriah, her husband, and all the guilt and all the ramifications and all the fallout that took place in his life because of that and be the grace and the mercy that he discovered at the hand of God. And so today's the last message out of that series. And we're in Psalm 143. David is speaking and he says, O Lord, he's crying, he's weeping, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment. Don't bring me into court, is what he was saying. For no one living is righteous before you. Verse 7, answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. He's talking about dying. He feels like he's dying. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. And then verse 11, for your sake, your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. Well, this is the last of six messages covering what's called the seven penitential psalms out of the book of Psalms. They are, by way of reminder, 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and then today, this week, 143. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.